Yeah. It's not, it's, it wasn't a smooth ride. And it never, the Christian life is not meant to be a smooth ride. It's the, I think I said in my sermon Sunday, that one of the problems that we have as human beings, particularly in an affluent society, is we don't realize how bad things are. We can't admit to ourselves how stricken the world is and how complicit we all are in it to one degree or another. And the voices of religion that are, you know, that tempt and seduce people into a kind of religiosity that promises success and freedom from pain and struggle, and all, this is the stuff we are set up for, because we have this intuitive awareness that, even though we maybe won't acknowledge it, that the world just isn't what it should be, and there's always the promise of something better. And that in and of itself is a tacit acknowledgement that things are not as they should be. Yet when you actually say that to people, you know, they get a little testy sometimes. You see, well, what's wrong? Things aren't that bad. No, they're not that bad. They're a lot worse than that. You know, they're a lot worse than that. We have a marvelous capacity to keep blinders on and then to negotiate our way through life, avoiding every pitfall and unpleasantry and difficulty we possibly can, thinking that somehow this is what life's all about. When Jesus Christ gets a hold of these people in the New Testament, they are thrown into the fire. In every single case, they are thrown into the fire, and they are purified through suffering and struggle. And this is part of the reason that these stories in the book of Acts, and you, when you read all the, when you, reach, you should read Paul's journeys right straight through. So one of the reasons these stories are so detailed in depicting how Paul in these journeys suffers and struggles so, how there are so many setbacks and obstacles and enemies and problems, you see. And then you hear St. Paul writing in another place in the New Testament, quoting what the Lord says, which is what? My grace is made perfect in suffering. Part of the problem, of course, that the Christian life has always confronted with is that we don't value suffering. We don't see suffering as something to be embraced and entered into. It's something to be avoided at all costs. And therefore, since we have this mentality of avoiding suffering, we tend then to avoid all the aspects of life in which suffering is inherently present. We steer ourselves around those who suffer and whose suffering may draw us in to participate in it. The poor, the homeless, the destitute, the outcast, the abused. All these people, because they are in the matrix of suffering, to us are an obstacle to be either overcome or to go around. I mean, I'm saying us for the big, you know. Christians, when they are at their best, you know, they move into these places. They confront the suffering.